Something about October conjures up mysteriousness. I think decreasing day length is a big part of it. Nighttime and darkness loom larger in our day-to-day lives and in our consciousness. As the month progresses, trees lose their brilliant leaves, raising their naked branches to an increasingly pitiless October sky. Oak leaves try to outlast the season, tenaciously hanging onto their branches into the winter, but their somber hues take on the color of earth even as they cling to the trees. Being pelted by cold rain, we shiver and look forward to the first snow, which may theoretically be a few degrees colder, but will certainly be much softer and gentler than an October rain. Small wonder that Halloween is set in this dark, merciless month, and that most mysterious of holidays is timed to coincide with the most mysterious of autumn's natural events, the migration of owls. On March evenings, when I've been outside listening to great horned owls hooting, my imagination has sometimes conjured up spooky images. In October, they're silent, and it's easy to forget that some of them really do migrate. When people spot a white owl in winter, they assume it's a snowy owl, but many of them are actually a ghostly race of great horned owls with very white plumage to blend in with the birch trees in their northern homes. The owl least likely to conjure up spooky images any time of year is the adorable little saw-whet owl. This diminutive creature migrates in enormous numbers in October. One little banding station in Wisconsin, not far from Stevens Point, has caught and ringed over 5,000 saw-whet owls since 1988. Dave Evans at Hawk Ridge in Duluth has caught about 13,000 since he started banding here in 1972. Owl banders don't lure birds in with any kind of bait. They trap only the birds that happen to be flying in the vicinity of their nets. For the past several years, Dave has increased his catch by playing a tape of saw-whet owls, but that can only attract those owls flying within hearing range anyway. It's a glorious mystery to me how so many lovely little owls are flying about so near my house every night without me being able to sense their presence. I'm sure on many occasions one has even landed in my own yard to spend a day in one of my trees, but so far I've never noticed more than one. And only once have I ever seen one in my yard at night. It was when I let my kid's Springer Spaniel puppy outside one October at midnight. Betsy is liver and white with a tiny white spot in the middle of a dark brown back. The little owl must have mistaken the white spot for a mouse and flew in for an easy meal, but millimeters from Betsy's back it suddenly realized its mistake, turned tail, and flew into my spruce tree. Watching it, I could see how much owls need to move their heads to take in the many night sights with their extraordinarily keen but fixed eyes. It was amazingly animated. Saw-whet owls weigh barely 3 ounces. These impossibly cute little raptors couldn't conjure up a spooky image if their lives depended on it. And as long as they're aloft on late fall nights, spooky and harsh October mysteries will be softened with joy and whimsy. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.